today on Rocking the Suburbs.
It's time for September new music, 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 new music.
Hey Jim, Pat, interns, community, I'm worn out but still happy. Jason Goebel checking in from New York City. Hope all are doing well, and here are a couple of new music picks for the month of September. My first pick is Undara, who released Spanish Villager number 3. Undara was born in Nairobi, Kenya. Now resides in Minneapolis, I believe. He caught my ear earlier in the summer with a cover he did of the Talking Heads' Naive Melody, This Must Be the Place. It led me to want to listen to this album that came out, and did end up enjoying it. It's a nice album to just put on a Sunday morning. It definitely has a Sunday morning relaxing feel to it. I can recommend 2 songs off this album. I hope you'll play one of them, either An Alien in Minneapolis or A Nocturnal Hearsay. My second pick, and I guess I'll start by saying there were a bunch of albums that came out this month from artists who hadn't released stuff in a while, 3 of which I believe came out at the end of the month, but really didn't have a chance to listen to them. But one that came out earlier is the first album in 5 years from the Afghan Whigs, How Do You Burn? Definitely a happy welcome back to the Afghan Whigs, a band that can rock, but also does have a soulful side to them at times. The song I'm going to recommend is a song that does rock. It's the song Catch a Colt. It's just got this hypnotic groove to it, and that it just sort of draws you in, and I've loved this song from the first time I've heard it, and I've definitely repeatedly played it. So it's Catch a Colt from the Afghan Whigs from the album How Do You Burn. That's it. Thanks again, and I guess also thanks again for both Suburbs Fest Chicago and Suburbs Fest DC. To paraphrase Max Geisiger, you guys have shown that you can bring people from around the world together to have 3 days of fun and music, and only fun and music. So thanks again, and speak to you all later.
In the Suburbs family. This is Kurt Gallagher calling in from the suburbs of New York City, and I have two new album picks for the month of September. Well, one is an album and one is a song. The album is from Tyler Childers. I'm a huge Tyler Childers fan. One of the last big shows I saw before the start of the pandemic. Saw him live at Brooklyn Steel. Amazing, amazing show. His album Purgatory is one of my favorite albums of all time. He's made two albums since then. One was a regular album and one was an experimental album where he was teaching himself to play fiddle, and he did a bunch of old-timey fiddle tunes, and then there was one political song at the end of that album. But he's back with a proper album now that just came out on September 30th. It's a triple album. He has eight songs, but he does three versions of those eight songs. So he's got the Hallelujah versions, then he's got the Jubilee versions, and then he's got the Joyful Noise versions. So if you buy this on vinyl, it's a triple album, but of course I'm streaming it because I'm not set up for vinyl. And I just posted on Facebook, maybe a little bit of hyperbole, but I posted that Tyler Childers is doing for Americana music what The Clash did for rock and roll when they made London Calling and Sandinista. Someone from the Tyler Childers fan page on Facebook called this album a backwoods Paul's Boutique. It's such an interesting album, so creative. The first set of eight, the Hallelujah versions, are sort of like a gospel band just ripping and tearing through these songs and him singing his heart out. And then for the Hallelujah versions, they add horns and strings and some sound collage stuff in some of the songs. And then when you get to the Joyful Noise versions, I think they're just like taking some bass lines and some drum beats from the original recordings of the songs, and they're doing sound collage. I don't know what to call it. It's it's like some of the weird stuff that you heard on Sandinista. It's like hip-hop. It's like spoken word. It's like collage. You just have to hear it to get it, and I think you'll like it a lot. It's a very interesting album. It's called Can I Take My Hounds to Heaven? Tyler Childers. The best song, in my opinion, is Heart You've Been Tendin'. And I would listen to the Jubilee version of Heart You've Been Tendin'. But the title track is great. The opening song, Old Country Church, they're all good. It's just a freaking great album. Love Tyler Childers so much.
All that you take, all that you take, all that you take, all that you take is the heart you've been tendin'. Ain't no way to fake it, no way around. No time.
So I just wanted to mention another album very quickly that came out last month. It's Taimani. She's a Hawaiian ukulele soloist, and she's a really great ukulele player, very young. Studied with Jake Shambukuro when she was a teenager. I think she's in her young 30s now, and there's some amazing videos. You got to look up her Tiny Desk concert. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. But she released a new album last month, and I would point you to the single from that album called Pipeline's Daughter, just to get a taste of what Taimani can do on solo ukulele. She's a solo ukulele player, but she's got a band backing her up in this album. And the band is ripping, and she's ripping, and it's just so much fun. So Taimani, and the album is Hawaiki. I think that's how you pronounce it. It just came out last month, and the song I'm pointing you towards is Pipeline's Daughter. Enjoy that, and it's great listening every morning and keeping up with all your choices this month. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, interns. Thanks, Pat and Jim, and I'll talk to you soon.
Suburbs family, Jim, Patrick, and interns. This is Scott from the suburbs of South Kansas City, from under the rock I've been hiding under. I'm calling with my September new music picks. I love this month. Bruce Springsteen released a single from his upcoming covers album of soul and R&B covers from 50s and 60s. The Dead Kennedys, my favorite punk band, and remastered their entire catalog. My first single I'd like to mention is a single from the Warren Treaty, Lover's Game. They're a husband and wife duo from Michigan, soul, folk, gospel, and you get some of all of that from the new single. And it's Foot Stomping, Fill the Aisles, Shake Your Booty, Underappreciated, and Fill the Headphones. They are definitely a good band. They've been around for about 5 years now, 2018, I think, and they are really, really good. Excellent voices, just a really, really good band.
Going around town trying to find out a road.
Second one is Ashley McBride. She is part of that Country Radio Doesn't Appreciate Her, and Rock Music Doesn't Quite Appreciate Her. She's somewhere in that alternative indie. She's just slightly off the mainstream, very much kick-ass music. And her new album is called Ashley McBride Presents Lynnville. And the song I'm going to mention is Brenda Put Your Bra On. It goes back to honky-tonk roots, also pop, country, mainstream country. It's a very good song. She's a very good artist, like so many of them are. Brandi Clark. I listen every day, just not always in order, and also definitely listen to the radio, Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. Thank you very much. And this is Scott Eisen from the suburbs of Southern Kansas City. Thank you.
All right. Great to hear from Scott. Thank you so much for calling in with your new music picks. And as Scott said, you don't have to listen in order. Just listen every day or every now and then. That works too. Thanks so much, Scott. Hope you're doing well. Great picks from you, as always. Also want to thank Kurt and Jason, of course, and everybody that called in with their September new music picks as we wrap it up. Want to thank Justin Steiner, Nicholas Nygaards, Kevin Porter, Harris King, Sonny Varney, Liam McIndoe, Roger Grace, and, of course, Stephen Routledge. Thank you very much for calling in. Now's the time to start stockpiling those October new music picks as you go through your new releases each Friday and pick them up. Let us know what you like. Let us know what caught your ear. And call in, and you can call the Suburban Party Line.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
That number is
612-440-1984.
And you can also record a voice file on your phone and just attach it to your email right there. Send it to rock@suburbspod.com, and we'll get you on for October. We're going to go out now with Ashley McBride doing Brenda Put Your Bra On. And on behalf of Jim Linehan, I'm Patrick Foster. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Brenda, put your bra on, there's trouble next door. Grab a pack of cigarettes and meet me on the porch. Marvin, baby, mom about to catch him with a whore. Brenda, put your bra on.
I knew she shouldn't have let that bitch watch her baby. I used to work with her at the Crystal.
She always got them good shifts just because she had good tits and cut her shirts off at the middle.
Brenda, put your bra on, it's just getting good shit. Going down in the trailer hood, pants round his ankles, still sporting wood. Brenda, put your bra on. Brenda, put your bra on. Well, did you hear that? There went the good dishes. I hope they don't knock out the cable. Old suntan said it won't look quite as pretty when Tina puts that ass to a table.
Brenda, put your bra on, there's trouble next door. Grab a pack of cigarettes and meet me on the porch.
Marvin, baby, mama, put that whore on the floor. Brenda, put your bra on.
Brenda, put your bra on.
Foot stomping, fill the aisles, shake your booty.